there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queens Football on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
When you create, learn, and contribute, that's when life's the most meaningful. That's why the Heart Center is dedicated to being the place where Kingstonians who face barriers can explore their creative interests and abilities in a welcoming environment. The Heart Center is a not-for-profit charitable organization and offers some great programs, including an arts and education program for adults with intellectual disabilities and an award-winning, accessible community performing arts space open to the Kingston community. Volunteer and placement opportunities are also available. Heart Center. www.heartschool.ca. Create, learn, contribute.
Yo, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Priwaru
Champe, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM here in Richmond.
Champe, boom, bang, bang, yeah.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. And right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of your own. Pronoun! Straight cat rock in Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body of rich in Burundi. Quadratina in Armenia.
Dobrodošli, it's time for Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And support for WRIR comes from Michelle and Bill in honor of SOAR 365, which creates life-fulfilling opportunities for individuals with disabilities. From first steps to first jobs, SOAR 365 programs help people with disabilities achieve their goals. Programs include pediatric therapy, youth services, adult day support, employment services, respite care, and summer camp. SOAR 365 helps individuals and families cope with the daily real-world challenges of living with a disability. Today, these services have a profound impact on more than 1,300 participants and their families. In addition, the Park 365 Recreation Facility provides children and adults of all abilities the opportunity to play together, learn about one another, and build friendships. To learn more, please visit SOAR365.org. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard today. In today's second hour, we're going to be listening to the music of Toumani Diabaté, the undisputed master of the kora, the most important classical instrument in West Africa. Toumani passed away on July 19th at age 58. And this feature I'm going to be doing today was originally scheduled for last week, but COVID got in the way. So thank you to Anna G for subbing for me while I was laid up, but I am back and feeling fine and well past all of the guidelines and all of that business. But in the first hour today, I'm welcoming a guest to WRIR Studio A, Brian Jones. He's a drummer, an educator, and he's also the organizer of the Mingus Awareness Project here in Richmond, which is an annual event that presents performances of the music of the great jazz composer Charles Mingus and raises money for research into ALS, the disease that took Mingus's life in 1979. The annual Mingus Awareness Project concerts are happening this coming weekend. Brian is going to tell you all about them in just a few minutes, but first let's start with an appetizer, a recording of a Charles Mingus composition by one of the bands that's going to be playing in this weekend's festival, No BS Brass Band, from right here in Richmond. And we're going to start with their version of Haitian Fight Song by Charles Mingus, and then we'll be back to talk with Brian Jones. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the program and the journey today. We'll be right back. And there is the music of the No BS Brass Band from right here in Richmond. That is called Haitian Fight Song, written, of course, by Charles Mingus. And it's from their 2013 album, Fight Song, a tribute to Charles Mingus, that has been reissued pretty recently, but originally came out in 2013. And that is a great record, and an example of Richmond musicians playing the music of Mingus, which there's going to be a lot of this weekend. So, Brian Jones, welcome to Global Agogo.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was my pleasure. And so tell us a little bit about the Mingus Awareness Project. You've been organizing this since 2007, is that right?
Yeah, so the origins of this, the Mingus Awareness Project, started actually in Chicago. I grew up with I had a best buddy in high school named John Godston, and he had two older brothers. I was at their house all the time. I kind of think of John and his older brothers, Eric and Dan, as sort of my own brothers in a way. And their mother passed away from ALS right around 2005. And the brothers Godston are music lovers and jazz heads, and so they were trying to figure out a way to just do something. And they came up with this idea of the Mingus Awareness Project, of just essentially putting on a concert of Charles Mingus's music, the connection being that he passed away from ALS as well, and donate the proceeds to an ALS charity. And so they did one in Chicago, and John came to visit me in Richmond and was telling me about it. I was like, well, man, we could do that in Richmond. I know a few jazz musicians. And as I was thinking about it, I ran into Doug Richards, you know, who ran the VCU jazz program for years at VCU and is one of the great musicians in town. And yeah. I ran into him at UCROP, so this tells you when this was, or Martin's, whatever it was.
And I was like, hey, definitely UCROP's then.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing this Mingus concert, charity concert. You have any interest in joining me and putting together a big band? And he just looked at me and said, definitely, without thinking. So that's how it all began in Richmond. We did our first concert. We've been kind of going strong since then.
Yeah, and they kept it going in Chicago for a long time as well, right?
Yeah, I went out there. I played on two or three concerts in Chicago, and I'm not exactly how many concerts they did there, but you can go to MingusAwarenessProject.org, and Dan Godston runs that site, and he's got it all archived.
Yeah, so this is a long-running project, and really cool that it's just a Chicago and Richmond thing. Yeah. Chicago, my other hometown. I lived there for 7 years.
Okay.
And so it's cool to see, and of course, the venues there that they play in, I know all of those places. I don't know the musicians, because right. I haven't been there for a while. But yeah, so it's cool that it's happening. Now, what is happening this weekend? Specifically, we've got shows on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, all with different bands. So yes. let's talk about each of those.
Okay, sure. So Friday night is a trio. It's myself on drums, Daniel Clark on keyboards, and Randall Farr on bass. And the first set is going to be just the three of us playing Mingus tunes and possibly something by Ellington or one of like Mingus's favorite artists, Eric Dolphy, you never know. And the second set, we're going to be joined by some special guests. And I'm going to keep them sort of under wraps for now. But each set, there'll be two sets. The doors are at 7:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's at a club called The Basement in downtown Richmond.
Yeah, The Basement is, the address is 300 East Broad Street, although the entrance is really on 3rd, isn't it? And you go down these stairs.
Yeah.
And it's a cool venue. It's the same building that Code VA is in on the upstairs. It's the basement of that building. And a really cool venue that has really just started in the last year.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of like the Village Vanguard in New York City.
Exactly.
It's like a small little theater. I think it holds 70 people max. You go down, and there's a little bar, and then there's a small theater. It's really cool.
Yeah, there's something about jazz clubs that ought to be in the basement, if it's possible, although it's not necessarily always the nicest. But it's a nice venue.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up on Friday night. Now, on Saturday night, right across the street.
Right across the street at Ember is the name of the club. That's the doors are at 6, and so Michael Hawkins and the Brotherhood. So Mike Hawkins,
and they're kind of a regular for this series, right?
I've had it a few times. Yeah, Michael's done it a bunch of times. He always brings his A game, and being a bass player, I try to include as many bassists around town as possible. And Mike's one of the great bass players in the Richmond area. So Mike's bringing like his quartet, I believe, and you know, he started sort of hard bop, and you know, he'll be playing the Mingus tunes just like everybody else. And then the headliner is No BS Brass, and like we just heard, they'll be playing music from that record and possibly some new arrangements.
Oh, good, because they've been playing Mingus music for since they started, pretty much. Yeah. Back to Michael Hawkins, he's got like the guys from in Richmond. You know, it's Saxmo Gates on alto, and then he's got Dr. Weldon Hill on piano.
Amazing.
And so these guys have been doing it for, you know, what seems like forever. And you know, every city has got this, wherever you go, the local jazz musicians who don't get out of town,
right?
But everybody in town is like, oh, that's the best player.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a killer band. I mean, you know, just a testament. I mean, people want to play with Mike. I mean, he's a great bass player. And, you know, I know that they've been working a lot the last, I'd say, 5 years. They've been making records, and it's awesome to have them on the bill.
And I should say, Jonah David on drums, who I don't know.
Great drummer. It should be an awesome show. I recommend everyone come out and check it out.
Okay, and we're going to talk about the Sunday event here in just a minute, but I want to tease you with some more music here. And I'm going to play you something from one of Brian's bands. So this is called the MAP Trio, and this was recorded in released in 2017, and it's their version of Jelly Roll from an album that's just called MAP Trio Richmond. And this is out on your own record label, right?
Yes, Slang Sanctuary Records. You can check it out at Bandcamp, brianjones.bandcamp.com. All proceeds from this recording go to ALS, the ALS Association. This is a recording we did. It's an arrangement I made of Jelly Roll. It's kind of a more post-bop version of that tune.
All right, let's check it out right now, and then we'll be back for more conversation with Brian Jones about the Mingus Awareness Project.
Thank you.
There's the music of Brian Jones and his MAP trio, and Jelly Roll from 2017. And you can hear, well, the most recent edition of that group. He's billing it as the Brian Jones Trio. Friday night at the Basement, as part of the Mingus Awareness Project 2024 series. And Brian, that held up pretty well there.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Now, when did you guys actually record that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I would say it was in the 2010-ish area, maybe 2012. Cameron Ralston on bass, J.C. Cool on tenor saxophone, and... you know, just another way to try to raise money for ALS. And so we put that record out, and it came out great. I haven't heard it in a while. It sounds good, man.
Good.
Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, my pleasure. So we're talking about Mingus Awareness Project 2024, which is happening this coming weekend here in Richmond. We talked about the Friday show, which I just mentioned with Brian's trio. Saturday, No BS Brass and the Michael Hawkins of the Brotherhood at the Ember Music Hall, which is 309 East Broad Street, literally across the street from the Basement, yes. Both in downtown Richmond. But now the Sunday show. We haven't talked about that yet at all. And that's happening right down the street from us here at WRIR at the Firehouse Theater, which, in case you don't know, is 1609 West Broad Street. But you probably do know that.
Yeah, so that show, there's two acts. Charles Owens Trio is going to start us off. And then the second set will be Toby Whitaker Ensemble, which is a larger group, kind of Latin jazz based in general. And Toby has written a number of original arrangements of Mingus's stuff. And actually, I've released the 2014 set that we did. So it's been 10 years since we've played. This particular ensemble has played. So it's kind of
cool.
Exciting to get back together.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, so Charles Owens.
Yes.
Charles Owens is awesome.
He is. He's amazing. Yes.
And the most recent time that I saw him, he was supporting Aja Monet.
Okay.
At the ICA, which is a show that hardly anybody knew about.
Huh.
But those that did know about it, it was unbelievable. It was so good. And this was, you know, one of those, you know, one rehearsal type of situations.
Yeah.
She had her music director on piano, and then it was Richmond folks.
Okay.
I think it was Kofi Shepsu, actually, on the drums.
Yeah, right? Great drummer.
And
just, by the way, Charles just recorded a new record. It's not out yet. I don't know if I should say this or not, but Kofi was on drums, and Charles was kind enough to share it with me, and I have to say, can't wait for it to come out officially. It was amazing. Great.
So that is a cool group. But then this project with the Toby Whitaker Ensemble, let me just give you an idea of who's playing in this thing, because first of all, it's like the whole horn section from Biorritmo, the Richmond's great salsa band that Toby has been in since basically its inception. So John Lilly is on tenor, J.C. Cool on baritone, Bob Miller is the trumpet player.
Bob.
He's a founding member of Biorritmo.
Mm-hmm.
Toby on trombone. Also Jason Scott on alto. And then you've got Randall Farr on bass. Brian Jones right here in front of me is on drums. And Will Roman, who's one of the percussionists for Biorritmo, is going to be on congas, I assume, or whatever he's on.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's awesome, too.
Amazing.
So that is just a really cool band, and I'm very interested to hear what kind of new arrangements Toby is writing for the Mingus stuff.
Well, man, I printed them out yesterday and kind of looked at them.
Yeah.
But we rehearsed tomorrow night. So,
okay.
Well, you know, I think there's two new arrangements, and the rest are coming from the recording we did.
Okay.
And he's kind of like, you know, played with them a little bit and updated them.
So the people who haven't played it before at least can hear those and have an idea of where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And those of you that did play on it before will get to refresh your memory.
Yeah, definitely need to be refreshed.
Is that something that you can really do like 10 years later? I mean, this as a musician, how does that work, really?
Well, you know, like you said, the beautiful thing is there's this artifact, which is this recording that I can go and check out and listen to. And, you know, everybody in the band can read music. So we have the charts and so they're basically the starting point to get through the arrangements. So, you know, when I'm practicing, I'm just looking at these sheets of, you know, music with notes on them and trying to figure out what this might sound like.
Yeah, it's an interesting jazz community here. So many people have been through the VCU program,
yes,
where you really learn.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things is you have to be a good sight reader.
Yeah, especially the cats are from my generation. Now, I went to University of Richmond, so I've had a different experience. But the guy that taught all these guys that are my friends, that are my age, were taught by this guy, Doug Richards.
Yeah.
So he was sort of, you know, yeah, a stickler for the fundamentals, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they all can read, and they can read their faces off, you know.
And they can all play, like, everything. And this is how you make a living as a musician. You have to work a lot, and you have to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, like, incredible. Like, you talk about Charles Owens doing a lot of different types of music. Incredibly versatile. Somebody like Toby Whitaker, he might teach a few lessons, then teach a school band, then go play with like a yacht rock band, and then go down the street and play some free jazz, and then play with Biarritmo. So these guys are all great players and totally comfortable in multiple environments. And really, it's a testament to a lot of these guys' education in a place like VCU.
Right, and their continuing education, you know, continuing to develop your skills, which you have
always,
to do.
Always.
Now, another way that musicians make a living is by becoming educators, and that's the kind of the direction that you've gone in, right?
Yeah, I got my PhD kind of a little bit later in life in 2020. I finished my dissertation during the lockdown.
Your dissertation is on Paul Motion?
Yeah, the great drummer, composer, Paul Motion.
That is so cool.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, he was an amazing guy and one of my favorite musicians, and I lucked out. It turned out that when he passed away, his niece, her name's Cindy McGurl, she basically created a Paul Motion archive in her home in Thomaston, Maine. And so I just lucked out. I found out about this, and I became sort of the first American researcher that was like checking out his stuff. And so I'm in the process now of turning my dissertation into a book.
Oh, great.
So that's what I've been working on all summer. But yeah, so I teach at Francis Marion University in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, in the music industry program. I teach music history, songwriting, drum set, and percussion ensemble.
Right, and some people who are listening to us will not be aware that before you were a jazz musician, you had a very successful rock band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Agents of Good Roots.
You forgot, too. Well, this is how we met the first time.
Okay, yeah.
And this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was... And you guys have continued to reunite, periodically, which I think is great.
It's been, the last 7 years, we've played a number of shows, and it's been great to kind of reconnect. We've actually released new music. You can hear it out there. I think there are maybe 3 or 4 tunes that we recorded in the last 5 years or so. And so, yeah, man, it's like family. Those guys are my brothers, like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And but I love those guys, and it's been it was a blast getting to play with them the last few years. I look forward to the next one.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
But so, congratulations on having a tenure track gig at a university, which is not easy to get.
It's rough out there, but yes, I'm very lucky, and I really like it. It's a great environment. My colleagues are awesome, and the students are cool.
And I take it you have the summer off.
And I've been home for the last 3 months, so
yeah,
I got to go back to work, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah, very soon. Yeah,
soon. Yes.
So they've got a music business program going.
Music industry.
This is like a thing now.
It's the latest trend. I think that's where it's going.
You know David Lowry?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he teaches in that program at University of Georgia. Really big program.
Right, yeah. I mean, it seems like most schools, like, I don't know, it's just the things are trending that way. You know, it's kind of, in some ways, you know, it's bittersweet to me. I do love, you know, jazz programs and, you know, jazz studies programs, and I hope that the ones that can will stick it out and continue to bring out these amazing musicians to the world. But, you know, I think there's it's a great for musicians to be thinking about the business side. And it's also a real trend now of students learning the technological side as well.
Right. Yeah. That's so that's really important.
It is. So.
But I mean, you agents of Good Roots really came along at the very beginning of that period where bands needed to be do-it-yourselfers, where you had to promote yourself, that you weren't things weren't just going to fall in the laps into your laps from some, you know, record company executive. And I remember you guys as being very good at the promotional end of what you did.
Wow.
For your age and for that time.
Wow.
It was necessary, you know, then to start to be able to do that.
Well, the thing I remember, and I appreciate that, I just know that we played every gig possible, and we one year I think we logged in like 250 gigs, so we played constantly, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. I think in some ways it wasn't the greatest plan, but that's what we did, and so we played 200 plus nights a year for whatever, 95 to 2001.
It's a young person's the way of making a living, that's for sure. Yes. It's really hard work.
But you do get good. You know, the band, you know, you figure out ways to keep it fresh, and, you know, you do get the tunes nice and tight. Right?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a break for some more music, and we'll come back to the conversation after this. We've got, I want you to hear Toby Whitaker Ensemble here, who are going to be playing Sunday night at the Mingus Awareness Project Festival. And so this is from that recording that Brian was talking about. This was made in 2014, but not released until a couple of years ago by Slang Sanctuary Records. The album is called Mingus Awareness Project 2014 by Toby Whitaker Ensemble, and here's their version of Tijuana Gift Shop right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. We'll be right back. Yeah. There's a little idea of what you're going to hear on Sunday at the Firehouse Theater as part of the Mingus Awareness Project. Toby Whitaker Ensemble and their version of Charles Mingus's Tijuana Gift Shop, recorded in 2014. And this is going to be like the first time that this ensemble has played together since then?
Pretty much. I mean, I've played with all the guys on some level in different environments and different gigs, but not this particular group, and so it's kind of exciting to me.
Right, and these arrangements.
Yes, yeah. These specific arrangements, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toby really, you know, he's one of our the great arrangers in Richmond.
For
you know,
sure.
Coming out of sort of the Doug Richards being sort of the godfather of all these guys. I think, you know, even like the No BS brass record, I was talking to Taylor Barnett, who now runs the VCU Jazz Studies program, and he was telling me that they'll probably have a new arrangement or two. So,
yeah,
all those guys.
I just want to stop right on that subject right there and just point out to people that it's not every city's hometown university that has a jazz program where the guy who's the director of it plays in a group like the No BS Brass Band.
Right, right.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So they're definitely keeping it real, I have to say.
Yeah, you know, and there's something to that. I mean, you know, you got to get out. The jazz is very much a hands-on art form, and it's not really great for your chops and your sort of aesthetic to just, you know, go into the ivory tower. And
yeah,
it's good to be out there and with your feet on the ground.
Well, I guess you have to remind yourself of that all the time now.
To make
a point to do these other things that you got to do when when you're not putting together your syllabus and working on your book that's got to get published and all of the other things that you need to do to be successful in academics.
Yes, yeah, and so, you know, getting to play these gigs over this week, this upcoming weekend, is going to be really fun for me. And, you know, getting to play with Toby's ensemble and then my own trio with Daniel and Randall. I mean, we've been playing together since the early 2000s. And so we played earlier this summer at a place called Art Space.
Yeah.
And we hadn't played in a couple years. But it's kind of interesting. When you've logged in a lot of time together, there's sort of a group mind thing happening. And If there's any other two musicians that I feel a real connection to, you know, certainly Daniel Clark and Randall Farr are two guys that I've logged a lot of hours together playing music, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, working with them again. And we've never played. In fact, I don't believe Daniel's ever done the Mingus Awareness Project, just for one reason or another. He was on the road a lot during the times when we've been putting these shows on. And so it's kind of exciting, you know, a debut of sorts.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And all of this raises money for ALS, which we should, you know, come back to. And so all the work that everybody is putting into this.
Yeah, the musicians are donating their time.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. You know, it takes a lot of work to get to, you know, to play a show in general. And like somebody like Charles Owens, he's got to get his trio music together. He's got to figure out what the set list is going to be. He's got to think about the arrangements. He's going to probably rehearse the band on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's doing this on their own time. And everybody's busy, has lives, families, jobs. And so, you know, the fact that they're doing this for this cause is really special, and something I don't take for granted at all.
Well, I mean, you must have raised, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point for ALS.
Well, I don't know if that,
maybe
how much.
Hundreds, maybe tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
We do what we can. But, you know, this year there's three concerts. Usually it's just one.
Yeah.
So, quite honestly, last year we did it at Firehouse Theater and it sold out pretty quickly, and I got a lot of people were bugging me, like, hey, I can't get into the show. And I was like, man, the tickets are, it's sold out, and there's really not much of a guest list because the place isn't that big.
Right.
It holds 100 people, and that's really it. So if you are interested, please get a ticket and come out and help support the cause.
Oh, it is so nice to hear those words, though, sold out.
It's been a long time coming,
and I'm not just talking about jazz in Richmond, I'm talking about all kinds of music. I was just involved in putting together a show for a group from Colombia called Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto that played at Get Tight Lounge. And, you know, we had over 200 paid admissions for that. And this is not something that could have happened in Richmond 10 years ago. So don't take any of this for granted. You know, it's a fantastic thing. And if it's inconvenient for you to not be able to walk up and just walk into any show the way that you used to do back in the day, well, it's because we got a much better scene going here now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. There was a lot of buzz around town about that show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What did you hear about it?
There's this badass band from Columbia playing at Get Tight, and I think I had a gig or something.
Yeah, probably. It was Friday night.
I can't remember what I was doing, but I heard it was great.
It was, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So, Brian, thank you for coming in here and spending so much of your Sunday with us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
And once again, Mingus Awareness Project is happening this weekend at Friday night at the Basement with Brian Jones Trio, Saturday starting at 6 p.m., No BS Brass and Michael Hawkins and the Brotherhood at the Ember Music Hall, and Sunday night at the Firehouse Theater, 7:30 for that Toby Whitaker Ensemble and the Charles Owens Trio. And this is going to be one of the best events of the year, I think. This is really cool.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right, so thanks for coming in, and I think we're gonna send you out here with one more by No BS Brass. This is their version of, and you know, and for all the folks that are wondering, like, why are you playing so much jazz today here on Global Agogo? First of all, it's something that I'm into. It's a big part of my musical listening and history too. But also for folks that aren't jazz heads and listen to this show for all of the African music and Latin music and, you know, Balkan brass bands and stuff like that. If you're not a jazz fan but you want to get started, there's no better place to start than Charles Mingus. This is the most accessible. It's the most inspiring music. It's not at all dated. It's amazing how great, how just incredibly great the Charles Mingus music is. And anyway, here's one of his most famous songs, Better Get It in Your Soul by No BS Brass. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thank you. Yeah.
alone, they twin. I got no time for lame. My time is over.